Apple unveils new device, the Rotary Phone. 10th of January, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. San Francisco, California. Apple CEO Steve Jobs today announced the latest product to be released from his company, dubbed the Rotary Phone. He boldly claimed the new device will usher in a new era in modern telecommunications, and analysts worldwide agree. Jobs said the device will literally reinvent how people use phones. In his presentation, Jobs demonstrated a sample model of the new Rotary Phone. The solid gadget weighs 2 pounds and consists of two main pieces, a handset and the base, which contains the interface. The two are connected via a sturdy cable. Critics praise the design, saying that the large size will make it harder to lose and the tough metal construction materials make it far more durable than flimsy plastic cell phones. Apple has been historically praised for its designs, and the Rotary Phone is no exception. The sleek device will be available in a variety of colors. Another huge plus is that the Rotary Phone is permanently attached to the wall, thus never needing recharging. The feature was made in response to many consumer complaints about cell phone battery life. Having a physical wired connection also guarantees continuous service and no dropped calls or poor sound quality. One shareholder present at the demonstration said, quote, "This is truly revolutionary," unquote. The key feature of the device is its innovative interface. Inspired by the iPod's popular scroll wheel, the Rotary Phone boasts a circular faceplate with 10 finger holes for turning. Replaceable faceplates will be produced with different hole sizes, making it possible for users to customize them for their own fingers. Smiling Jobs went on to say, quote, "This interface will be very intuitive for our customers, especially that own iPods. Say goodbye to those pesky touch-tone buttons," unquote. The steep $499 price tag for the cheapest model might seem high to some, but Apple is confident that it's well worth it, and consumers will rush out to buy the Rotary Phones once they go on the market later this year. For $599, a higher-end model for more affluent consumers includes a hand crank for optimal performance. Jobs also announced that in the fourth quarter of 2007, there will be a TDMA version of the phone, and in 2008, there will be an anal log model selling for the same price. Some businesses are already planning to replace their corporate phone system with the new devices. Rumors abound that even competitor Microsoft is interested in the gadgets. Shares of Apple rose 5% on the news, while investors in other telecommunication companies were seen jumping out windows on Wall Street. I thought that was 8%. Anyway. Service on Apple's Rotary Phones will be available exclusively through Venezuela's Compañía Autónoma Nacional de Teléfonos, which is a part of a mutual deal, will be nationalized by Hugo Chavez. In a televised speech after Jobs' presentation, Chavez announced, quote, "Steve and I plan to provide the world with the best socialist phone service. Viva la revolución," unquote. The duo also revealed that prototypes of the Rotary Phones are already being tested in Cuba. This has been Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.